At 9:46 a.m. last Tuesday, a black SUV parked at a corner east of the Iranian embassy headquarters in Beirut and dropped off a man carrying some 5 to 10 kilograms of explosives. When reaching a corner 50 meters away from the embassy's main entrance, the suicide bomber runs towards the embassy door. His suspicious move prompts embassy guards to open fire, forcing him to self-detonate meters ahead of his target.
The plan was that suicide bomber A blows open the embassy entrance, thus making way for suicide bomber B, who was driving an SUV, to enter the embassy headquarters, thus causing a much bigger loss in lives.
Seconds later, suicide bomber B, driving an SUV loaded with around 65 kilograms of explosives, follows the same route taken by suicide bomber A, only to find a water truck parked in the middle of the road.
After the first blast went off, the head of the embassy's security team ran towards a vehicle which was stuck in between a water truck from the front and the embassy's cement blocks from the back.
When the second suicide bomber saw the embassy guard running towards him, he panicked and self-detonated ahead of time.
The time that separated the two blasts was 1 minute, 38 seconds. Lebanon's Al Akhbar and Al-Safir Daily both confirmed that the perpetrators had spent the night at a hotel in Beirut located a little over 1 kilometer away from the Iranian embassy.
There is definitely a third party involved in this attack. This party facilitated the suicide bomber's entry into Lebanon, arranged their stay at the hotel, provided them with forged credentials, and most probably supplied them with the explosives.
Lebanese intelligence services have so far managed to lift the perpetrators' fingerprints from their hotel room. Meanwhile, forensic detectives have wrapped up their on-scene investigations, as the blast scene is currently being sealed. Experts who have studied the terrorist attacks against the Iranian mission here in Beirut have stressed that both suicide bombers have failed to self-detonate at the intended time and place. They added that despite the bloodlet, the fast response of the embassy guards has also contributed to reducing the damage and casualties. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.